Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, November 4th, 2019. It is the 308th day of the year, 57 days remaining till the end of the year, 48 days until winter begins, 1 day until San Francisco city elections, 119 days until primaries, and 364 days until presidential elections. Sun rises at 6:39 this morning. The sun sets at 5:07 this evening. We have 10 hours, 28 minutes of daylight. Solar noon will be at 11:53. The first high tide will be at 6:31 this morning. The next high tide at 4:54 this afternoon. The first low tide will be at 11:48 this morning. And the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 11:49 tonight. The moon is currently 51% visible. It is the first quarter moon of the month of November. We'll have a full moon in 8 days on Tuesday, the 12th of November. Today is Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day, Job Action Day, King Tut Day, National Candy Day, Chicken Lady Day, National Skeptics Day, I think, National Waiting for the Barbarians Day, Use Your Common Sense Day. It's also Community Service Day in Dominica, Flag Day in Panama, National Tonga Day, and Giorno dell'Unità Nazionale e Festa delle Forze Armate. Well, that's National Unity of Armed Forces Day in Italy. That's Unity Day in Russia and Yitzhak Rabin Memorial Day. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Will Rogers, Walter Cronkite, Art Carney, Tommy Makem, Loretta Swit, Gilbert McClinton, Laura Bush, Robert Mapplethorpe, the founder of Aardman Animations, Peter Lord, Kathy Griffin, Sean P. Diddy Combs, and Matthew McConaughey. On this day in history in 1783, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart Symphony No. 36 is performed for the first time in Linz, Austria. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at KLW.org. It sounded so good. Well, this is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you might be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. Wish it could be what was in La Cocina just a moment ago, but this is what's this is just as appetizing. The all-beef hot dog, the oven-fried fried rice and chicken egg roll, the cheese Alfredo pasta, the yogurt parfait, jicama cups with tahini, and the baby carrots. That's what's for many lunch in many of San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. A big thank you to everyone who called or went online to donate during our recent KALW membership drive. If you didn't have a chance to contribute, it's not too late. Visit us at KALW.org to make your secure online gift. There you can check out some of our thank you gifts and also consider becoming a sustaining member. A gift of $10, $20, or even $50 or more per month will help make more local programming possible. Every dollar, every donation makes a difference. Thanks so much for your support. The Cross Currents Morning Report coming up in just a moment here on 91.7 KLW. Time is 6:51. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42 and an hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Tomorrow is Election Day in San Francisco. Incumbent Mayor London Breed is hoping for an easy re-election. Whoever wins the election, the mayor of San Francisco will have a lot on their plate. Among them will be homelessness, a drug epidemic, and a housing shortfall. You will remember London Breed became mayor after a special election in June last year, right after the previous mayor, Ed Lee, suddenly died of a heart attack. In addition to a mayor and a new district attorney, San Francisco voters will be voting on a number of issues. One that's been getting national attention is Proposition C that was put on the ballot by e-cigarette maker Juul Labs. They're wanting San Francisco voters to overturn a ban on sales on vaping paraphernalia. KALW News has quite an array of pieces on our website, KALW.org. Click on the San Francisco midterms. You can listen to interviews with most people running for mayor and DA and city propositions. Two murder suspects have escaped from Monterey County Jail. The sheriff's office said in a tweet the two escaped on Sunday morning. Associated Press reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. More information is forthcoming, I'm sure. If a wildfire was not enough, Geyserville just had a little earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey just reported a magnitude 4.2 struck yesterday at about 12:34 near the geysers. Fortunately, no reports of damage nor injury. The Kincaid Fire has been burning since October 23rd. CAL FIRE reports in the last hour the blaze has burned 123 square miles and is now 80% contained. I didn't know this. There's a good reason why the town is called Geyserville. The geysers are the world's largest geothermal field, with power plants drawing steam from mountain wells to create electricity. Very nice. Steam doesn't cause fire. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.